It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Off in the deep right side in the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
Every Tuesday night at 5:05, we are joined by the voice in Blacksburg, Mr. Bill Roth. And it's been a while, buddy. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year to you, too. Yeah, it's actually balmy in Blacksburg today.
Balmy?
Yeah, it's warm. It does not feel like January up here today. I don't know what's going on, but I'll take it.
It could be balmy in Richmond. I haven't been outside of this building since 8:30 in the morning, so.
It was chilly in the morning. It was definitely cold this morning, but it's nice out here right now. A lot of people out jogging. I'm looking out my window here at the office. People are running.
Joining us from a balmy Blacksburg, we will get to basketball and we will get to their woes. But as we talk about a new year, I want to start with football. I wondered last night, and I began to think about a lot of things as the game got out of control between Alabama and Notre Dame. I was wondering what those in Blacksburg must be thinking while watching A.J. McCarron, knowing that you will see him again next year on August 31st.
I was going, Lacey, I hope you go pro. Please go pro.
I saw a lot of those tweets last night.
Holy, was that unbelievable?
Yeah.
That's the most dominant performance in a championship game that I can remember. I know there have been some blowouts in football, but since like UNLV beat Duke by like 30 points in that Final Four game in the early 90s.
It reminded me of the old Super Bowls where like the Redskins and the 49ers beat up on those Denver Bronco teams.
Correct. And even Urban Meyer, who was doing the analysis at halftime, he kind of shook his head and said, you know, there were about three plays that Alabama had a guy open and McCarron missed them. It could have been worse than 28-0 at halftime.
It could have been. It really could have
been.
But
they were really well prepared for the game, and the layoff clearly hurt the Irish when it came to their tackling. I mean, how many missed tackles did they have?
I started losing count between missed tackles and tackles that Lacey just blew right through.
The spin move was incredible.
Wow. Jeez. He is a beast, and I'm sure a lot of people want him to go pro. We'll see what that decision holds. I want to kind of flip this into Virginia Tech football, and I'm sure you've now seen the Bruce Feldman report about Virginia Tech meeting with Pep Hamilton from Stanford. I don't know how much you can say. I don't know how much is being said in Blacksburg or what's going on in Nashville. But do you personally get the feel that Frank Beamer is clearly looking to make a change on offense this year? Or do you get just the sense that he's toying with the idea?
Well, first of all, and I'm not sidestepping the question. I didn't go to Nashville. I was talking with Bud Foster yesterday. Bud didn't go, so we're kind of out of the loop on what's going on over there, which I think in our positions, his is the defensive coordinator and me is just the announcer, is good. So I don't really know what's going on, and I don't know who, if anyone, coach has visited with or who else he might have talked with. You know, it's a convention, which really is a job fair. So that's what happens, whether it's the college coaches convention, the Final Four for men's basketball, or the baseball winter meetings, which they had, you know, ironically enough, in Nashville as well last month. There were job fairs, and it's for everybody looking for work, whether you're out of work or whether you have a job and you want to move up. So this stuff happens all the time. You know, I think that clearly that there's going to be some evolvement in our football offense here moving forward. What that is, I don't know. But I think it's at a stage now where there will be some an evolve. That's the word I'm using. It will evolve in 2013.
Let me ask this question as someone who knows these guys and has more of a personal relationship. You know the connection between Frank Beamer and Brian Steinspring. You know what Brian Steinspring means to the recruiting.
Yep.
Knowing the guy, could you see if it is Brian Steinspring removed from that offensive coordinator position, could you still see him being a guy who would want to stay on the staff?
I know how much he loves Blacksburg, and there's a couple of hypotheticals there. So I don't know. I know he loves Tech and loves working here, and his family loves it here, and his kids are Hokies, and his wife's a Hokie, so you know, there's some hypotheticals there, but and he's a very valuable guy, and he's been an incredible recruiter here at Virginia Tech over the last 10 years, and he'd be Coach Steinspring would be really hard to replace in from a recruiting standpoint. There's no question about it. Whenever that does happen, hopefully it's not for a long, long time. He's going to be a hard guy to replace from a recruiting standpoint.
The deadline for underclassmen to declare is a week from today, I believe.
Correct, January 15th. Yep.
If Logan Thomas walks into your office and says, Bill, Or as Mike Burnup would say, Billy, what do you think I should do?
I think it depends on what those NFL people told him. I think if he can be a first-round pick, he should probably go. And if he is not a first-round pick, he should stay. And same decision that, you know, a lot of our guys have had. It's a decision that Hosley had to make. It's a decision that Wilson had to make. It's a decision that Vic had to make. We've had a lot of guys have this decision. Some have stayed, some have come back. I think it depends on, you know, and it's not only Logan. He's not the only variable in this matrix. I mean, it's what's the deal with Barkley? What's the deal with Mike Glennon? What's the deal with some other guys that are going to be picked? Where do you rank? It's not necessarily how good you are, which is a big part of it, but where are you compared to those other guys? Where is Barkley physically? I don't know. But some orthopedist is going to look at him and say he's ready to go and he's going to be a high first-round pick. If he's not ready to go, then all of a sudden everybody else moves up a spot, including Glennon and including Logan.
I'll be the first person to tell you that, you know, people break down game films and guys look at quarterback mechanics. I have no clue what I'm looking at. You know, I about common sense and using the eye test.
Right.
But part of me was surprised that he was still deemed a first-round draft pick coming out of the season with his struggles. And I know the O-line had to play a part in that. The lack of a ground game, a rushing game played in part of that. I just thought Logan, as use your word that you just used, I didn't think he really fully evolved to the next level.
Well, I don't think he would disagree with that. I think he had a middle-of-the-road season, and he was average for him compared to his sophomore season, and he can be a lot better. The question would be, though, again, going back to what we talked about, all it takes is one NFL GM to go, I really like him. We get him in our system. We get him with our coach. He's going to be great. All it takes is one guy to say, yeah, we got the 15th pick. We take him if he's there. And then what do you do if you're a player? And how would you rate him? How would you rate him as an NFL player guy, a player personnel director, or GM? How would you rate him with the other 12 guys who you might be evaluating? And they've spent an awful lot of time looking at him. And you never know what someone will like. And if one GM really likes him, then he could go high. To answer your question, if he came in and said, what should I do? If he could be a first-round pick, he should go. If he's not, he should stay.
Deadline a week from today. We'll take a timeout. We'll preview the basketball week ahead with Bill Roth and the Cowan Gates Roth Report back in 60 seconds on Sports Radio 910.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Back on the Cowan Gates Roth Report with Bill Roth, the voice of the Hokies, and he's back to work tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip against Boston College, and I am sure you're hoping to call a better game than you did on Saturday. That was a rough one against Maryland.
Yeah, it has been a really rough couple of games here in a row, and it comes down to the defensive end. The Hokies aren't getting stops. They're giving up a lot of points, but I think tomorrow night getting back at home will be huge. We haven't played a home game here since the middle of December, December 15th. That was a long time ago. So to get back at home is going to be good for this team. And we played some teams that were playing great. Maryland is on fire right now, and BYU is playing great basketball right now. So is Colorado State. So the Hokies got three really hot teams, and they played them away from home back to back to back, and I think the scores kind of show that. But, you know, we'll see what we do this week. We've got BC Wednesday and then Georgia Tech on the road Saturday, and then come back and play some home games. Wake at home, and we got UVA at home and Miami at home. So I think it'll be a better end of January than start.
Quite a message by James Johnson to sit down C.J. Barksdale on Saturday. I've heard of guys sitting down, maybe missing a quarter, missing a half. He set him down the entire game.
Yeah, when we didn't really have any subs to go to.
And I know it's bigger than just his first year. He's got to set a precedent. He's got to set a tone. But that was quite a message.
He didn't like the way Barksdale was performing in practice. He didn't think he was getting great effort. And so he sat him for a whole game. And he told me before the game, he called Mike and I, and we always visit. Sometimes it's 3 minutes, sometimes it's 20 minutes before the game with the coach and go over some things. And he told us before the game, I'm not going to start him. I may not play him, but I'm not sure yet. And in other words, he didn't box himself in. He didn't suspend the guy. He just didn't play him. And as they put in those NBA game notes, DNPCD, did not play coach's
decision.
There was no suspension. There was no violation of team rules. Nothing bad happened. He didn't do anything wrong he didn't get suspended is the point that JJ was trying to make. I just was sending a message to my team that the kids that play hard in practice, even if they're walk-ons, are the guys that are going to get the minutes. So I think that was received because last night on the radio show, he said Barksdale had just two incredible, tough, hard days of practice, and he was like the hardest-working guy out there. So I think it showed that JJ doing that, at least for Barksdale, in this instance, the message was received.
Hokies at home tomorrow night against Boston College. Pre-game 6:30 right here on Sports Radio 910. Good to catch up with you again, my friend. We'll talk again next Tuesday.
Great. Happy New Year, buddy. See you.
You got it. That's Bill Roth, the voice of the Hokies in the Cowan Gates Roth Report.